from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. Coming off a 30-20 victory in St. Louis over the Rams, the Packers are now 4-3. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with Lance Allen. We're joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And Mike, congratulations on an outstanding performance, especially by your offense the other day in St. Louis.
Well, I thought it was an excellent team effort. You know, our special teams really didn't have a lot of action because, you know, with all the touchbacks and all the, you know, punts going in. But the one big play opportunity in special teams, we were able to make it. I thought that was a big momentum play for us, and we were able to get some points off of that. Offensively, you know, we had a good pass, you know, run the pass mix. I thought Aaron was exceptional 2 weeks in a row. And defensively, I thought we played lights out for the first three quarters. But, you know, we kind of had a little letdown there in the fourth quarter. So it was a good team victory. A lot of good film, corrections to learn from. And I felt that we made a step as a football team, not only in the win-loss column, but more importantly, the quality of play has improved, and we need to stay focused on that.
Mike, a couple of things I noticed in the second half. One, time of possession swung heavily in your favor. Maybe that was because of the first drive right away in the second half, and then that last touchdown drive where you guys had a couple of big key second down and third down conversions, and then obviously the touchdown to Randall Cobb. You really did well on third downs, 9-15.
You know, one of the situations we've been focusing on is the opportunity to score going in it at halftime and then coming out. And, you know, we had the opportunity again this week. But obviously, we did not convert the field goal going in. But, you know, it was very important for us to come out and establish the tempo and score on that first drive because the time possession obviously was in favor of St. Louis going in at halftime. So something that we talked about, you know, in the halftime conversation, wanted to make sure we had a healthy balance of run and pass. I thought Aaron and our protection was outstanding on third down. So when we're playing with that much confidence and ability just to stay the course, and, you know, we didn't go after a lot of big plays. We actually let the big plays come to us, and I think that's usually when it works out best.
Mike, we alluded to the two big drives in that second half. The one at the start of the second half that swung time of possession in your favor, a seven-minute drive, was outstanding. But I thought, and Larry McCarron, my partner, felt the same way on the radio. He was really excited about that drive in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
After the Rams had closed to within 20-13, now it's anybody's ball game. It's a one-possession game. And you guys go off on an 80-yard drive culminating in the Randall Cobb touchdown. That was a real football drive.
Well, that's real football, too. That's the National Football League. And if you were at the game, that was the loudest the stadium had been all day. I mean, it was go, Pack, go all the way up to that point.
When you took the field.
Yeah, so then you found out that, hey, there were Rams fans actually at that point. And then obviously when we were able to go down and score again, it was go, Pack, go again. But and that was a big drive for us. That's, I mean, you have to respond every week. I mean, there's different challenges that every football team is put in front of them, and especially at that game. That's what you look for. That was a big drive for us.
I want to ask you about the running game. We talked about effective rushing yards by Alex Green in Houston. The running game in St. Louis was kind of a little more painstaking. Talk a little bit about that. What's missing here? What do you need to do better?
Well, when I look at our run game this past week, I think of body blows. You know, there are body punches and really didn't have any knockout punches. So, and that's really the way we have to approach it. I'm a big believer in the philosophy of running the football is, you know, sometimes it's 1 or 2 yards in the first quarter. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 in the second, 3 and 4 in the third. And at some point, them big runs got to come out. We had one come out. Probably had two more that should have come out after viewing the film. So you're going to get in games like that. It's important for those hard 2-3 yard runs that everybody finishes and pushes, and they turn into 4 and 5 yard runs. So that's our focus. We can do a better job of that. We recognize that as an offense, and that'll be a focus going into Jacksonville.
Jamari Lattimore told me that when the call went in for the onside kick, that the whole entire special teams unit was really pumped. They're like, okay,
well,
now's
better
the time.
Be. Well,
when did you become fearless? I mean, that's a gutsy call at that point of the game.
Well, I mean, it really goes back to the preparation and really taking advantage of the skill of our players. You know, I have a lot of confidence, in Mason Crosby, the height that he's able to get on, you know, the spike kick, the high bounces. I think he's exceptional at it. You know, Jared Bush is going to blow up. He's going to do his job, and he really was the key to the play. So Jared MD and Jamari for them to go in there. And if you look at the numbers, you know, it was a 5-on-2 situation, just from a pure count system. So the execution is critical. They almost made an outstanding play on the ball, but you know, you got to have that confidence in your players. We've shown we've had that, but you really got to give credit to ultimately the special teams group. They put a lot of time. It's something we practice all the time, and we look at it as a weapon, as an opportunity. And I obviously have a great confidence in our defense. If it doesn't go the way it's planned, we need to play tough situational football there.
And the big thing is you stack success. You got a second win in a row for the first time this season, 30-20 over the Rams. Coming up, one of the emerging stars in the National Football League, certainly for the Packers, when we return.
Back on the Mike McCarthy Show, and our special guest this week is one of the most, the emerging Green Bay Packer in the offense, and that would be second-year receiver, running back, return man, Randall Cobb. Great to have you here, Randall.
Thanks for having me.
A multitude of roles. Did you ever envision this when you were quarterbacking the Kentucky Wildcats?
that was in my early days as a Wildcat. The older I got, the more my role changed into kind of what it is now. And I think Coach McCarthy is finding creative ways to allow me to get on the field. And, you know, I'm blessed and fortunate for that.
Now, Mike, I know you really like the fact that this guy was a quarterback. You two think alike. Aaron Rodgers and this guy think alike. So good things may happen here, right?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there isn't anything that we've asked Randall to do that he cannot handle. So he gives us a lot of flexibility to be creative.
You know, when you look at your roles, I mean, you've lined up in the shotgun in the backfield, taking a handoff, your wide receiver, your return guy. The thing I haven't seen yet, Coach, you haven't thrown a pass yet that I've seen. Is that coming?
I don't know. I mean, why would we talk about that on TV?
You can't give anything away.
Yeah, we don't want to compromise your competitive advantage here in this situation. But obviously, Mike, when you have a talent like this, I would imagine you as an offensive play caller and coach, this is exciting to have somebody like this, the things you can do.
No doubt, because, I mean, once again, he really stresses the defense. They have to know where Randall, not only when he's in the game, but where is he lining up? So, and that's something that helps not only us to get him the ball, but also for, you know, the other perimeter players to take advantage of that. So, because they can't double everybody, and we have a number of weapons, and that's a credit to Randall to be able to do both return and the specialization that we do on offense.
Randall, let me ask you about, you know, we kind of joked a little bit about you're a quarterback or were a quarterback for a long period of time, high school and college. You were quarterbacking a major college team at Kentucky Wildcats. Your relationship and, you know, the chemistry you and Aaron Rodgers had was palpable last year as a rookie. And was it that special bond that you guys kind of see the game the same way because you're quarterbacks?
I believe so. It's a unique thing as far as playing quarterback and understanding what the quarterback thinks and understanding the progressions and knowing where you're at in the progression and your route running and how defined it has to be at a certain point of the progression. Like if you're first, you have to be a little quicker in your route. If you're last in progression, you got a little bit more time to work on your route. So just understanding those little things and coverages and holes in the defense.
Mike, when you first got Randall last year, what stood out to you about him? Was it his maturity, his football savvy? What stood out about him outside of the fact that he runs pretty fast and he jumps high and catches the ball well?
Well, I mean, really a number of things. I mean, I think what you just talked about, I think Randall, for a first-year player, connected with Aaron quicker than anybody we've ever had. And, you know, we've had Greg Jennings and some fine perimeter players come through, you know, in their first year. So right away you knew that he was going to be on the same page with Aaron. And I go back to the flexibility. I mean, just to be able to find different ways to get him the ball, I mean, it really helps us offensively.
Is it fun to play? It's got to be fun to play all those positions,
It definitely is. I just love the game so much. If I can be on the field anywhere, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice myself for this team and to get us back to a Super Bowl.
Well, the more you're on the field, the better for the Green Bay Packers, that's for sure. Lance Allen standing by with some questions from the crowd. Lance?
All right, thank you, Wayne. And first up, we have Luke, who has a question for the coach.
Hi, are you going to run Randall more or less after yesterday's game?
Well, right after we answer Wayne's question about him throwing the ball, we'll tell you how many times we're going to run him. So, no, it's Randall cannot touch the ball enough, that's for sure.
All right, next up we have Colin, and he has a question for Randall. Go ahead, Colin.
You used to be a quarterback. How does that help you now?
It helps me a lot, just with the little things that we just talked about a second ago with the coverages, the chemistry between me and Aaron, and just the understanding of the game from that point of view.
All right, Debbie has a question for the coach.
Yes, coach. I was wondering about Charles Woodson's broken collarbone, when it happened and when you maybe realized it happened.
Well, I did not know about his injury until after the game, and did not know that it was actually broken till Monday morning. So it was something that he had waited throughout the night. I think he was hoping that it wasn't, and then when he came in for his medical exam on Monday, that's when we took the X-ray.
All right, and Chris has a final question for the coach.
Hi, coach. When the defense jumps offside and, in fact, you have a free play, is that something that you coach for, plan for, practice for? And as a follow-up, when the offense jumps offside, do you think it would be fair from a rules standpoint to allow the defense to, in essence, also have a free play?
Well, not with our quarterback, that's for sure. Right now, so we can get right to that point right there. But actually, the free play, I think Randall could give you a better answer on that. I mean, it's something we practice all the time. And it's something our guys do a great job of.
We do. We practice every day. We have a certain period that we do it, but throughout the practice, we'll try to get the defense to jump off sides and practice that.
All right, thanks, guys. Next up, Wayne and Randall, dial up a play on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Zone. Snap to Rodgers, scrambles left, penalty markers are down. He pops it deep down the middle.
Yes!
Leaping grab, Randall Cobb, a touchdown for the Dagger!
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to go inside the playbook with Randall Cobb. Randall, this is fourth quarter now. Things are getting serious down in St. Louis. The Rams have closed to within seven. One possession game. You guys have embarked on a drive. It's third down and nine at the St. Louis 39-yard line. Tell us about this play right here.
Well, this was a big drive for us coming back after their score. But on this particular play, we have a free play. If you'll start the roll of tape, you'll see that they jump off sides. And once they jump off sides, our job as receivers are just to get open for the quarterback. So you'll see Jordy go up the sidelines, and he'll come back just trying to find a spot for Aaron. I'll take an inside release and get up the field and try to work the middle of the field. Donald goes up the field. James is up the sidelines. Jermichael is finding a way to get open for Aaron. And when you roll the tape again, you'll see how we're just trying to find a way to get open and give Aaron
the
target
down
the field.
Now, when Aaron breaks the pocket here, if you stop it right there, what becomes your responsibility? Because there are rules when Aaron comes out of the pocket, right, for you guys?
It is. We're trying to get into his vision. That's the biggest thing. When he breaks the pocket, if you'll see Jordy has his man beat, but he has a safety running over top. So he'll stop and he'll come back and try to come up the sidelines. When I see that safety moves, I know I have all the middle of the field to work with. So I'm just trying to get myself in Aaron's
you're
vision.
You're right here at the
yes.
moment, right?
I'm right here at the moment, and I'm trying to get in Aaron's vision to give him a target down the field.
Let's see if you do so. There it is right there. Aaron, able to find you. Wow.
And Aaron does what he does.
Let's take one more look at this play, and let's look at it from the end zone view. And again, the jumping's going to happen right here. The offsides will come right there, and that's what you're looking for, right? You have to be aware of that.
Yeah, as soon as we see a defensive lineman jump and Jeff snaps the ball, our job is just to get open. It's like playing playground football. We just come alive and try to find open space for Aaron.
Okay, guys, go ahead and roll the tape, because this is where we're going to see what how your responsibilities change. The offsides has occurred. You're coming in from this.
Yeah, I'm coming in from this angle right here. You'll see me flashing to the screen. As I was talking about this safety right here, he started out in the middle of the field, and he rolled over, and he continues over over top of Jordy. So when you play it, you'll see me coming to the screen. I'll see this, and I'll try to get open for Aaron.
Right there, and Aaron rolls out.
Once again, as soon as you see Aaron break the pocket, I immediately stop on the dime and take off at this angle. So I stay in his vision because he's looking downfield in all this area. So whenever I see that I'm open, I throw my hand up and hope that he sees me downfield.
Go ahead, guys, and roll it. There it is. There's a hand up in the air. Aaron able to square up. You know, that looks like two quarterbacks playing catch.
It is a little bit.
You were a quarterback in Kentucky for many years in your career. You know, you and I have always talked. That, by the way, was the dagger play, the play that really sealed it for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, you and I talked a year ago when you were a rookie, and I was going to give you a hoodie, and you said, no, wait a minute. I want to earn the dagger shirt.
That's right.
Indeed, you have earned
finally
the dagger right there, finally. There you go, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Shout-outs coming up next.
Last year, more than 200,000 Americans were hospitalized with flu complications. The Packers want G-Force healthy and loud all season, so get a leap on flu season and get your flu shot.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for our shout-outs, and Lance Allen, you go first.
All right, I'm going to start off with the defense. Casey Hayward, three tackles, a pass defense, but Coach, I think everybody's going to talk about that interception late in the third quarter when you guys were up 17-6, really seemed to keep momentum on your side.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I thought it was one of the biggest plays in the game. The second half, we needed to take over not only the scoreboard at the time of possession, and then, you know, with Casey giving us the short field, we were able to get points out of it. It was a huge play.
He made a play on that like a receiver, too. I mean, he went up for the ball, back for the ball. It was an impressive play.
Oh, yeah, he has excellent ball skills.
Let's talk a little bit about offensive shout-out, and this one would be to Jordy Nelson. You know, Jordy was plagued by some drops early in the season, but, boy, in the last 2 weeks, this kid has really come on. 243 yards of receiving offense, four touchdowns against the Rams, eight receptions, a buck 22. He and Aaron have rediscovered that chemistry.
Well, yeah, I never really thought they lost it, but Jordy is so steady every day with his preparation. He's always doing the little things exactly right. So, I mean, it seems like another day at the office for Jordy Nelson.
The unsung hero, Devon House, his first activation of the season, two tackles and a pass breakup. I know he had a pass that gave up in the end, but really this kid came out and I thought played pretty well for his first action since San Diego.
Absolutely. He does a great job when he gets his hands on a receiver at the line of scrimmage. He's a different type of player, bumping the line. So he also did a very good job on special teams. He graded out very well with his limited number of snaps here. So it was great to get Devon back.
And the fans' choice, you can hit us up on Twitter at hashtag McCarthy Show. And it is, of course, Randall Cobb. Eight catches, 89 yards, two touchdowns. And, Mike, everybody's going to focus on the touchdowns, but he made some incredible plays. I thought the second down that he converted into a first down on that last touchdown scoring drive, and then the third down, great athletic ability to break tackles and fight for that first down.
I mean, definitely the touchdown play is a highlight play. You're going to see that the rest of the year, as far as Aaron, the throw and the catch and the route. The first downs that he was able to pick up, the two third down conversions, and you know the one run from the backfield where he delayed, mm-hmm. you know, set the course and brought it out the back end was another big play for first down. So he's an exciting player.
All right, we're going to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars on our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay tuned. Did you know that 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer? Early detection is vital, so please encourage your loved ones to get screened and make this crucial catch.
Back to wrap things up on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, injury news this week. It came a day after the Rams game, but Charles Woodson suffered a broken collarbone. Talk a little bit about that injury, what it means to your football team, and will Charles be back this year?
Well, I mean, we're definitely taking the course of action as far as, you know, giving Charles every opportunity to come back. But it's something that we didn't find out till Monday morning. It's Charles Woodson, obviously. It's a significant loss, but it's also an opportunity for some of our younger players.
Jacksonville Jaguars come in here. They will be without Maurice Jones-Drew, one of their own stars. Then Blaine Gabbert is banged up, but at this point we hear that he's got a good chance to play. You talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars and what they bring into here at Lambeau Field.
Well, hey, all I know is when the game starts, they'll have 11 on the field and we'll have 11. So, I mean... They're a very competitive group. Mike Mularkey is someone I have a lot of respect for. He's in the first year of his program. But, I mean, this is going to be a hard-nosed football game. I know Mike will try to take it that way, try to shorten the game. But it's important for us to get back and, once again, just stay true to the fundamentals. We need a better job finishing. We're back home for the first time in a month. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to get this win, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be good to be back home, Coach, won't it?
No place like home.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations on the win in St. Louis. We'll talk to you next week after the Jacksonville game. That'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week right back here.